So the gospel text before us is so rich with teaching that I can see several sermons in this. However, we don't have the luxury this morning to do that. So some of you are probably saying, well, thank goodness for that. And so what I want to do is just pick out a couple, three verses. And the verses that I've picked out, I think, cover most of the portion of the text and will give us an understanding of what Jesus is saying. And that's in verses 29 to 31, because I think these words of Jesus speak to the whole passage and help us understand what Jesus is telling us and what he expects from the disciples. And so let me read it out to you. It says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet none of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are also numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." And Jesus is telling us to fear, that fear is really the opposite of faith this morning. And yet fear, unlike faith, hangs around us like humidity on a hot summer's night. Fear coats us from back to front and attracts all kind of grunge and all kind of stain, so that even when it dries, it still leaves us feeling sticky. Fear has a terrible effect on the heart, and fear has a terrible effect on the soul and the spirit. And as adults, we may not live in fear of what is living under our bed, or the horrible things that live in the closet or the wardrobe like when we were children. Or we don't fear what goes bump in the night. And hopefully we've all grown out of such childish fears. But as adults this morning, how many of us are scared to death of what people might find out about us? What our life is really like? How much energy do we expend trying to keep our failing marriage quiet, or our crumbling finances, or problems with our children, problems with our grandchildren, or our health problems? How much energy do we expend trying to lock up all these things and so many other things in the emotional vault so that no one will ever know our struggles? How much focus do we expend on trying to project to others that we are competent, that we are talented, that we are successful, so that no one will ever know our inner thoughts of criticism and failure this morning? That's the fear that fear is that we'll all be found out. Found out that we're not as put together, and not as smart, and not as carefree as we'd like to project out to the world. Found out that our lives have problems, and that we have problems. And that sometimes those struggles consume our thoughts through the day and so many times keep us up at night. Our ancestors feared drought and famine. Our ancestors feared war and the rise of an evil leader. They feared for their lives. They feared for their children's lives, both day in and day out. Now, I'm not trying to, and I don't want to minimize our modern fears and feelings, because my point is this: I think at the core, they're the same feelings. The fear of being found out is the fear of death this morning. It's the fear of our own mortality. And it's a stark reminder that we aren't even close to invincible. Our physical bodies are held together by tendons and synapses, and the lives we live are held together by much less. And quite frankly this morning, and I'll be quite honest with you, there are days in the week where I'm a mess, I'm just a mess. And if it wasn't for a little bit of spit and some sticky tape, I'd crumble on the floor. And so would you probably. But here's the big idea. I can either let that eat me away and crumble on the floor. I can let it consume me from the core of my being. I can try and numb it with a bottle of booze or a bottle of pills, or I can let it go. And that's what Jesus is offering in this text. So have no fear of it, he says. For nothing is covered that will not be uncovered, he says. Nothing secret will that will not become known. Even the hairs on your head are all counted. So don't be afraid, he says. Don't be afraid. Don't fear the teacher. Don't fear the master. Don't fear the boss. Don't fear the next door neighbour. Don't fear the person who criticises you at work, who criticises your art, your music, your ability. Don't fear them, he says. There is nothing to be afraid of anyone, because God has counted every hair on your head, every wrinkle, every cell, and you are loved. That's the message of the gospel this morning. Now, I'm not stupid. I know that this sounds easier than it is. We're hardwired to fear death. From our very DNA, from the very genes in our body, we are hardwired to fear death. And our culture has wired us to be successful and has very helpfully defined what that success must actually look like. In the 5th century, there was a man called Benedict Norcia. He was shocked at the extravagance of Rome and of the papacy, and he founded the Benedictine monastic order. And one of St. Benedict's central spiritual truth is to constantly or consciously recall our own mortality every day. Every day we're to remind ourselves that one day, perhaps today, that we're going to die. Now there's wisdom there, because for Christians, death is nothing to be feared. Death is not the end, but it's a new beginning. And that is what Jesus is teaching his disciples, and that is what Jesus is teaching us this morning. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Jesus is telling us that the emotional and the spiritual energy that we put into propping up our lives this morning is wasteful, because such energy always has its roots in fear. If you love the Lord, if you love Jesus, if you are a Christ follower here this morning, your life is okay. In fact, your life is good because of Jesus. You don't need to be constantly pushing back on the horizon of mortality. It's okay. Death is not the end of life, but it's a new beginning. But even those who lose by the world standards, but yet they love the Lord, Jesus says their whole life will be found, along with every hair. So don't be afraid, he says. Don't be afraid. So how do Jesus' words about fear and faith speak to our lives today? What do they say to us this morning? Well, I believe Jesus is bringing to us the issue of identity. Who are you? Who do you think you are? And what is our identity? And where does our identity come from? Is your identity based in fear? Or is your identity based in faith? Because our identity often changes depending on our circumstances and our surroundings this morning. A couple of good questions to ask ourselves is this: do we change our identity to conform with those around us? Is our identity what we think about ourselves, or is our identity what God thinks about us? If you love the Lord this morning, if you're a Christ follower, God knows who you truly are. And his opinion of you doesn't change. Here's the opinion that God has of you: are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet no one, not one of them, will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Because of this, there's no more fear. Because of this, our identity needs to be in what God thinks about us this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.